Yama is questioning this person who's going to be sent to hell for misconduct. Okay, so you start off with Nutfang Adasa. And what kind of word is Adasa? Right. Do you know the meaning?
Is it the name of Pasati?
Right, exactly. So it's the aorist for the verb Pasati. Pasati means to see. So this is the past tense. Did you not see? Did you ever? Yeah, did you not see? Then we have Manusesu. This is what grammatical form? What? Yeah, locative plural. So it means among human beings. Then we have Ittingva Purisangva. That means a woman or a man. In what case is this? Yeah, it's the accusative, accusative singular. So it's a woman or a man. Then what follows is going to be just a long description of this woman or man. And this is to be illustrating the characteristic of old age. Because Yama in the questioning is going to question this person about like the three forms of dukkha: old age, sickness, and death. Okay, so first comes, did you ever see, did you not see amongst human beings a woman or a man? Asiti kang va, navuti kang va, vasasati kang va. So the word asiti means 80. Asiti means 80, and then to make an adjective out of this, it turns into, one lengthens the first A. So asiti means 80. As a simple number, but to make it like an adjective, one who is 80, in this case 80 years old, then it becomes asitika. So it's 80, and then similarly with 90, the regular word for 90 is navuti, but to make it an adjective, it becomes navuti ka. So this is one who is 90 in the sense of 90 years old. So did you not see a woman or a man who is 80 years old or 90 years old? Then we have vasa satikang. This is 100 years, va. Then jatiya, here would have the, what would be the case of this?
Ablative.
What?
Ablative.
Yeah, ablative, from birth. It's like in English we say, he's 80 years old. But in, I guess the Indian way of expression, you would say 80 years from birth. 90 years from birth. Okay, then comes the more detailed description. Chinang is like old or decrepit. Kopanasi Kalpanasi is a kind of bracket that they put on the roof. The roof is shaped like this, and they put the Kalpanasi there to hold, I guess, to hold the wooden slabs in place. And then Vankang here means crooked or bent. So it's crooked like a roof bracket. Because the person who's 80, 90 years old goes like this. You know, not the body is no longer straight. Bogung also is bent over. Danda, do you know the word danda?
Stick.
Right, it's a stick. Sometimes it's used, the word danda is used for stick representing punishment or violence. But here, danda is literally, it's a stick. And parayana means depending on, relying on. So this is, or here we could say, leaning on a stick. So, you know, the old person walks with a stick. Then Paveda Manang Gachantang. What is the name for these? These are the same grammatical form. What grammatical form would this be? Right, both of them are present participles. So Paveda Manang means trembling or shaking. So this is like an old person who's no longer in control of their limbs. And Kachantang is just going. So as they're going along, they're trembling or shaking. Aturang is like afflicted or sickly. Gata Yobanang. Yobana means, it's a little bit like the English word youth. And gata is gone. So what kind of compound is this? Gata Yobanang. Kim, what kind of compound? Kim? What kind of compound? Gata Yobanang. Why say it's not? Be confident.
Because I'm not sure.
Pretend that you're sure. Right, very good. Can you explain why it's a Bahubihi?
That's the part she's not sure.
Anybody can explain?
It seems to describe not literally the two words, but a concept beyond those two words.
Yeah, but maybe not precise enough. Anybody want to try a very precise explanation? Why it's a Bahubihi? What is that?
It means poison.
So what is the point?
So Gata Yobanang describes
Anybody want to try very precise? More precise? You're on the right track, but it's not precise enough. June, you want to...
An
it's functioning as an adjective, but I just want to get the precise explanation.
Is redhead Bahubihi?
Bahubihi is what I call in English, the redhead compound.
Right. So it's a compound used to describe something.
Yeah.
But it's not the meaning of the words contained in the compound.
Exactly. Very good explanation. So gata yobanang means literally gone youth, but it's not describing youth, but it's describing a person whose youth is gone. So you see, one whose youth is gone is, you could say, it's a gone youth person. So the gone youth is an adjective describing here what Suki said, either the ittingva purisangva, the woman or the man. So a woman or man whose youth is gone is a gone youth person. Similarly, danda parayanang also is the same kind of compound, bahubihi. So danda is a walking stick. Parayana is support or dependence on. So a person who is supported by a stick, or a person who is leaning on a stick, is a literally stick-leaning person. Okay, then we have kanda dantang. Danta is tooth. And it's a little bit like, I mean, we actually have it in English. When you have some problem with your teeth, where do you go?
Dentist.
So denta and pali, danta, same, you know, it's basically, it's the same word. And then the word kanda is broken. Actually, it means pieces. But the teeth are sort of broken into pieces. Okay, then palita kesang. Palita is gray, and kesa are the hairs. So the person, again, this is a bahubihi compound. In fact, it's just like we say the red-headed woman. So this is the gray hair, man or woman. In fact, do they call an old person sometimes, that's a gray head? Do they use that expression in English? Even when we're being impolite?
We say old head.
A what?
Old head.
Bald?
Old
head.
Yeah, it would say white haired or something like that, but not
gray. Yeah, gray haired person.
Anyway, this is what it means in Pali. One with gray hair. Again, it's a bahubihi compound, so it means gray hair, but it's functioning like an adjective describing the man or woman with gray hair. Vilunang is bald or getting bald. And kalitang siro, I think it means with thin hair. The hair is getting sort of thin, thinning out. Looking around. Okay, I'll offer myself as an example. Okay, so with hair thinning out, valitang means wrinkled. It's referring to the skin. And tilaka is a kind of spot or mark. What are you laughing about? It's a very realistic description of an old person. Ahata is like marked with, and gatta is the body, or usually it can mean the limbs or the body. So with the body marked with spots, you know, when the skin is really the skin of the old person. Do we have any old people here?
Liver spots.
That's
what they call
it. They call it, really. Oh, I never
mind. No, they call it liver spots.
Okay. Or maybe pock marks?
No, they call it liver spots. Oh, age spots, liver spots. You hear the word liver spots, you'll see black spots.
Okay, I've never heard that expression. Okay, so putting it all together now, putting this all together. Okay, so Yama, the god of the underworld, is asking this person who's passed away, did you not see amongst human beings a woman or a man 80 years old, 90 years old, or 100 years from birth, who's decrepit, bent or crooked like a bracket, bent over, leaning on a stick, shaking while walking, ill, with youth gone, with broken teeth, with gray hair, or balding, or with thin hair, with wrinkled skin, and with a body marked with liver spots. Then actually, I think the man says, okay, then the man says, yes, I did.
Oh, it's your echo.
Yeah, that seems to be the echo. Okay, then, why is suddenly the echo is coming?
I think Steve was trying to tell us something.
Oh! Okay, so then Yama continues to question, and he says, Tassa, now you have to repeat after me, Tassa te vinyusa sattu. Mahalakasa, na etadahosi, ahampi komhi, jara damo, jarang anatito, handahang, kalyanang karomi, kayena vachaya manasa. Okay, so now Yama says, Tassa te, which is to you. Vinyu, the word vinyu means intelligent. And sato, anybody know what sato is here? No, it looks like the same word. This is getting too loud.
I think it's a reflection of your sound.
Yeah, but why is it suddenly doing this? It wasn't doing it before. Okay, it looks like the word sato. It's spelled exactly the same. It looks like the word that means mindful. But it's a different word. Anybody know what it is?
Ati.
It's from ati, but what is it? Right, very good. It's the present participle, and in this case it's the dative, or genitive dative form. And it's being used with tassa, teva, and yusa. So it's like, and then it also goes with mahalakasa. Mahalakasa, usually it means old. Then na etadahosi, did this not occur? So in Pali, when you want to say that somebody had a thought, you say it occurred to him. So in this case, did it not occur to you, being an intelligent and old person, or mature person? So that's why the dative genitive is used here. Did it not occur to you, that's tassa te, and in being an intelligent, elderly person, vinyusa sato mahalakasa, did it not occur to you, then aham pi kom hi jara damo. So ahang is I, pi also. Then the ko is just a little emphatic. Amhi is the auxiliary verb, which means am, I am. Jara damo means subject to old age, having the nature of old age. Then jarang, here accusative, and then unatito is the the nominative singular. Atito it comes from the prefix ati, which means beyond, plus we have the past participle ita, which means gone. The ita is, this is the same, we have paramita. Gone beyond. This is similar, actually. Atita. So, atita is gone beyond in the sense of transcended, overcome. But this is the negation. Anatita, not gone beyond. In other words, not overcome. And it's used with jarang. So jarang anatito means not overcome old age, not escaped old age. Okay, then continuing the way the person should think, handa ahang. No, you've already, I think I already recited this for you. So handa is used when a person is giving a command to himself. So it's like in English we say, let me do this. So ahang is I, kalyanang is good conduct. Karomi is I do. Kayena, vachaya, manasa. What case are these? Right, they're all instrumentals. So it means by body, by speech, by mind. Okay, so Yama is saying to him, okay, being an intelligent, elderly person, did it not occur? I, too, am subject to old age. I have not gone beyond old age. Come now, let me do good by body, by speech, by mind. Got it?
Thank you.
Yeah.
A little earlier, tassa te vinyusa.
Yeah.
Is vinyusa also dative?
Yeah, they're all dative forms.
So, Bhante, is this an absolutive construction?
Yeah, actually, it's a genitive absolute construction. Yeah, because it has the present participle, sato. Okay, any other questions on this? Okay, shall we go on to the next one?
Somebody online is trying to ask a question, but it's terrible.
Oh. Oh. Would somebody speak? What about what?
The other speaker.
How to get them to speak?
Like a king say something or Jun say something.
What is that?
What about King or Jun say something? Is it the same problem
with you? Oh, I see. Kim, would you say something? Just say hello, how are you? Okay, say again.
He did.
Yeah,
your voice is okay. There's something wrong with Siu's. Yeah, I'm sorry, Siu. You'll have to send a message by the chat. Don't try to speak because we're getting a lot of garbled.
It's coming out as single A's.
No, it's not. June, would you just say?
No, how are you?
Okay. Yeah. Bowie?
Okay.
Okay, you're okay. Venerable Satchinanda? Just say. Okay, you're okay. Siu, would you just say something? No. Yeah, there's something wrong with your computer. You could ask later or write to me. Okay, let's go on
maybe,
to the next.
Maybe he can drop off and come back and try that way. No?
Okay, let us just go on. Okay, Nutfang Adasa Manusesu Itting Va Purisang Va Abadikang Dukitang Balhagilanang Sakke Muta Karise Palipanang Semanang Anyehi Vutapiamanang Anyehi Sangvesiamanang Okay, so the first part is always the same. So, did you not see amongst human beings a woman or a man? Then we have now, this is going to be the description of illness or sickness. So, abadikang is like sick. Dukitang is undergoing dukkha, pain, a person who's sick, in misery. Balha gilanang means seriously ill, gravely ill. Sakke, the word sakke means one's own. In what case is sakke here?
Instrumental?
No.
Locative.
Locative. So in their own muta carise. So muta is urine. This is xiaobian. Carise is dabian. Excrement or feces. Yeah. So in their own urine or excrement, pali panang is like well, semang also is lying down. Like maybe pali panang is like fallen down, collapsed. They're lying down, having fallen in their own urine or excrement. Or lying down, sort of covered in their own, smeared and covered with their own urine and excrement.
This is so descriptive. I don't want to get old.
But let's first finish. Okay, anyehi, by others, vutapiamanang, what grammatical form? First, in general, what grammatical form?
Present participle.
Yeah. Then there's something more about the present participle. What kind of verb is it? It's a present participle built on what kind of verb?
Passive.
Exactly. You can see what makes it passive is this insert or infix ia, which indicates passive. So in this, and then the verb vutapeti means to lift up. So this is the passive being lifted up. So the person is, you know, so sick that they're lying there on the ground, smeared in their own urine and excrement. So they have to be lifted up by others. And then anyehi sangvesiamanang. So this is, again, it's the passive participle. Passive present participle being settled, you know, someplace else by others. So the when the person has fallen in their own excrement and urine, others have to pick them up and then have them washed and then put them down elsewhere into a clean bed. Okay, question.
Because they squat when they use the bathroom, so they would squat and fall into the...
No, I think maybe this is somebody who's really weak and then they fall on the... Or maybe they're lying on the bed, on... Because, I mean, in India they wouldn't use... Well, they did have beds, low beds, but maybe if they're poor people, they're just lying on mats.
Panthi, just out of curiosity, though, I mean, just going back to the beginning of it, and it's a more of a Dhamma question. It says a spirit. Now, is that a
yama?
Soul? Or is this consciousness?
This is just, you say it's metaphorical. It's just okay. A sort of, what do you call this? A parable in a way?
Okay.
Just to show, it's not to be taken too literally,
okay.
But it's just to show how a person is, you know, responsible for their own karma. And so it's a kind of imaginary scene of how Yama is questioning the person before they get thrown into hell to remind the person that they had their opportunity to do good and then they missed it.
So the King Yama is not like a real being according to the text?
Maybe not, I don't know. It's just depicted like a...
Is it more like a fable, kind of?
That's what I said, like a parable.
Okay.
What happens after one dies? I haven't died yet. If I mean, I haven't. I've died many, many times. But okay, let's go on. Any other questions on this?
A grammar question about adasa. In the glossary in the back, it says it's of dakiti, but have we had that verb? I mean, that verb doesn't seem to be in the glossary. It's on page 180.
Yeah, the thing is that that's a sort of almost like a theoretical verb, but it gets supplanted, it's not used, it's replaced by pasati.
Is that like a Sanskrit thing?
Even in Sanskrit, dakshati isn't used.
Okay.
Pasyati is also used. Perhaps in the Veda, I'm not familiar with the Vedic literature, maybe in the Vedas they use dakshati.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go on then. Okay, now we come to the big number. Then it's basically the next paragraph is the same. You know, didn't it ever occur to you? Except in this case, aham pi komi,
vyadi dhammo.
Vyading anatito. So this is the only thing that's different. I too am subject to illness. I have not gone beyond illness. Okay, now we come to the third one. Nutvang adasa manusesu. Itting va purisang va.
Itting va purisang va.
Ekaha matang va.
Ekaha matang va.
Dviha matang va.
Dviha matang va.
Tiha matang va.
Tiha matang va.
Udumatakang.
Udumatakang.
Vinilakang.
Vinilakang.
Vipubakajatang.
Vipubakajatang.
Okay, so here, did you not see amongst human beings a woman or a man? Then we have all of these words here the first three have the ending matang, which means dead. Then ekaha means eka plus aha means one day. So there's the word aha. I think it's actually the Vedic form, ahas, an old Vedic form, which means day. So then, when it gets joined with eka, it becomes ekaha matang. So, one day dead. Then it gets joined... Okay, so ekaha matang, one day dead, then joined with dvi, meaning two. So dvi plus aha, and then the short a is a weak vowel. So by sandhi, it forms dviha, 2 days dead, dviha matang. Then t means three, so then it becomes tiha matang. 3 days dead, then Udumataka means swollen. So when the body dies, it swells up. Vinilaka means turning blue. The word nila means blue. So we could say discolored. Vinilaka starts to turn bluish. And vipubaka jata. Puba means pus. Jata means become. So vipubaka jata means oozing, like pus oozing out. Okay, so didn't you see amongst human beings a woman or a man one day dead or 2 days dead or 3 days dead, swollen, discolored, and with oozing, with pus oozing out? Okay, then the rest, didn't it ever occur to you? Here's what's different. Aham pi komi. Marana dhammo. Maranang anatito. Then handahang kalyanang. Karomi. Kayena vachaya manasa. Okay, the different thing is I too am subject to death. I am not beyond death. Come, let me do good by body, speech, and mind. Okay, I'll be back in one moment. Not yet break time, but I have to break. Okay, any questions? Any questions grammatically? Okay, so you could see it's not that difficult. Matang. Matang is past participle, actually. What is that? Mata is dead, yeah. How are you? See you. Just say something.
Oh,
now is yeah, now is completely clear.
Okay, thank you, Bante. Sorry about that
earlier. Okay.
One more minute.
Okay, so let us continue then with the next selection. So this is from the Samaditti Sutta.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So tilaka ahata, how did you break that word in?
Yeah, tilaka is one word. Let me. So tilaka can be spots on the body. But the original, or the way the word tilaka has actually come to be used in Indian culture, do you know the way Indian people, they put this mark over the forehead, in the middle of the forehead? That's called the tilaka.
Is that the name of this author? Karuna Tilaka?
Yeah, yeah. So Karuna, of course, is compassion, and tilaka would be like that decorative mark. Okay, and that, so tilaka is a mark. Ahata is something like stamped with, marked with.
So is ahata from aharati, the past participle, or this is different?
I think it's from the verb hanti, which means to strike, to hit. So ahut is like stricken with these marks. Okay, I want to go on now. Okay. So now comes the explanation of samaditti. This is actually from various sources. Okay. Kattama cha bhikkave sammāditti.
Kattama cha bhikkave sammāditti.
Okay, so this is a simple question. Bhikkave is the vocative, so, O monks, what is right view? Then we have yanko bhikkave, dukkhe jñānaṃ, dukkha samudaye jnanang, dukkha nirodhe jnanang, dukkha nirodha gamaniya, patipadaya jnanang, ayang vuchati bhikkave, samaditti. Okay, so here, first we have yang, and yang goes with jnanang. So, that which is knowledge. And then I've explained several times that in English we say knowledge of something. But in Pali, in relation to knowledge, the object of knowledge comes in the locative case. So it's like knowledge in regard to something. So that which is knowledge in regard to suffering. Dukkha samudaye jnanang. Knowledge, knowledge about the origin of suffering. Dukkha nirodhe jnanang. Knowledge about the cessation of suffering. Then dukkha nirodha gamaniya patipadaya jnanang. You see, the first three, we have dukkhe samudaye nirodhe samudayo. Dukkhang is neuter. Samudayo, I think it's masculine. Nirodho is masculine. So in those cases, we have the locative ending in E. But patipada is a feminine. And so that's why we have the locative patipadaya, which means the practice, the way, the path. And then the path is being described as dukkha nirodha gamaniya. Gamaniya is based on the root gam, to go, gacchati. So this is going to. And then dukkha nirodha, cessation of suffering. So knowledge about the practice going to, or leading to, the cessation of suffering, Ayang Vuchati Bhikkhave Samaditi. This, O monks, is called right view. So here, Ayang is the demonstrative, and that is completing the Yang. Yang is which. Ayang is this. So that which is the knowledge about suffering, knowledge about the origin of suffering, knowledge about the cessation of suffering, knowledge about the way leading to the cessation of suffering, this, that is this knowledge, is called right view, O monks. Ting de dong ma.
Numerical ending parts. Is it the dukkha namerti, nirodha namerti?
Well, this is a compound, so
Kaminiya.
Yeah. Let me see if I can copy it off here. Actually, it's taking too long. Okay. Dukkha Nirodha. Okay, and then we have jnanam. I don't need to use the carrot. Okay, so here we have, it's knowledge about patipadaya, right? So patipadaya is a noun, or patipada is a noun, which is here in the locative case. Okay, now if we just had this in the abstract, we would have you see, so gamini here is functioning like an adjective describing patipada. So the way going to the cessation of suffering. So here, we have the knowledge about the way, and then the way, this noun, is described by this compound, which is an adjective compound. And so gamini has to be in agreement with patipadaya, but there's a difference in form, because patipada ends with the longe, right? But gamini ends in the long I. And so patipada will be declined according to the locative of nouns ending in the long I, I'm sorry, nouns ending in the long A, but gamini will be declined according to the model of feminine nouns with the ending with the long I. Because it belongs to the long I category, even though it's describing a noun ending in the long A.
So kaminia is also locative.
Yeah, it's feminine, locative, singular. You see, it can't go outside of its own class. You can't have No, because it's going with a locative. It has to be a locative. And you can't do this, because then you're changing the ending. So this is not allowed. You put a strike through. So that's not allowed because, like, this would imply that you have gamina.
Oh.
But it has to be declined according to the I, because it's functioning as an adjective ending in the long I. So it has to be gaminiya as locative. Got it? Understand? Okay, shall we go do another paragraph? Then we'll take a break. Okay. Yatoko avuso.
Yatoko avuso.
Arya savako.
Arya savako.
Akusalancha pajanati.
Akusalancha pajanati.
Akusala mulancha pajanati.
Akusala mulancha pajanati.
Kusalancha pajanati.
Kusalancha pajanati.
Kusala mulancha pajanati.
Kusala mulancha pajanati.
Etavata piko.
Etavata piko.
Avuso.
Avuso.
Arya savako.
Arya savako.
Samaditi hoti. Dhamme avecha pasadena samanagato.
Dhamme avecha pasadena
samanagato. Agato imang saddhammang.
Agato imang saddhammang.
Okay, yato means when. Then this is Sariputta speaking to the monks. So he uses avuso, which is like friends, whereas the Buddha says bhikkhave, monks. So he says friends. Arya savako, this is the noble disciple. Then we have akusalang cha pajanati. So akusalang means the unwholesome, bhushan in Chinese. So pajanati understands. So when he understands the unwholesome, then akusala mulancha pajanati, when he understands, this is the mula, the root, unwholesome root, bhushan gan. So the unwholesome root, he understands the unwholesome root. And then kusalancha pajanati, he understands the wholesome, or the good, what is good, and kusalam mulancha pajanati, he understands the wholesome root, etavata means at this point, in this way, to this extent, then arya savako, to this extent, friends, the noble disciple, samaditi hoti. Now this, it's a little unusual. Here, you see, samaditi means right view. Normally it means right view, but here it's being used as, I would call this a bahubihi compound, to mean one of right view. So it's not saying that the noble disciple is right view, because the disciple is a person and right view is a quality, but rather, to this extent, the noble disciple is one of right view. Yeah, you could say a right viewer. Then, dhamme avecha pasadena samanagato. So, samanagato means one who is possessed of, one who has a certain quality. But it goes with the instrumental, one who is. What would go well with instrumental in English? Endowed with? Though that seems to imply, like, from birth one has that quality. Let us say possessed of, or possesses. So one who is possessed of, now, avecha pasada means unshakable confidence, unshakable trust, dhamme, in the Dhamma. Then agato means come. It's the past participle of agacchati. Then the object of agato here is imang saddhammang, this good dharma. So he's one who has come to this good dharma, in the sense of one who has understood the good dharma. So this is describing actually one who has become a noble disciple, not an ordinary person anymore, but a shangren, a noble one. So he is one who understands that when the noble disciple understands the unwholesome, the root of the unwholesome, the wholesome, and the root of the wholesome, to this extent, friends, the noble disciple is one with right view, or a right viewer, one who possesses unshakable confidence in the Dhamma, and one who has come to this good Dhamma. Any questions about this? Okay, let's take a 10-minute break. Is there a pause for this?
Yeah, just hit it again when you're ready to start.
Okay. Whose is this? Anybody know? Oh, that's... I don't know whether this has a pause mechanism. This is going in reverse.
Yeah, it started.
But why are the numbers going down instead of up?
Oh yeah, it is. It's good.
Okay. Okay, so now we continue. Okay, so now first he just mentioned generally the unwholesome roots. Now he's going to explain them. So we go on. Everybody there on the internet? Okay. Katamang panavuso akusalan.
Katamang panavuso akusalan.
So this is, but what friends is unwholesome? Then, katamang akusalamulan.
Katamang akusalamulan.
Katamang kusalang.
Katamang
kusalamulang.
Katamang kusalamulang.
So, what friends is the unwholesome? What is the unwholesome root? What is the wholesome? What is the wholesome root? Okay, then comes the explanation. Panati pato ko avuso.
Panati pato ko avuso.
Akusalan.
Akusalan.
Adina danang akusalan.
Adina danang akusalan.
Kamesu micha charo akusalan.
Kamesu micha charo akusalan.
Okay, so panati pato means the destruction of life. So pata, oh, I'm sorry, pana is a living being or life itself. Yeah, it's actually prana is just the Sanskrit form. So originally pana is like the vitality or the life breath, the force of life, and then it comes to mean a being that has life. So pana, then atipata would probably be destruction. I think we only get the word in this expression, panatipata. So destruction of life is unwholesome. And notice that panatipato, you see it's masculine, and then akusalang is neuter. So akusalang here is not an adjective, but it's a noun, like meaning the unwholesome. So destruction of life is the unwholesome. Then adina danang akusalang. So adina means what is not given. And adana means taking. So taking what is not given is unwholesome. Then kamesu is locative plural. So it means in sensual pleasures, then micha plus acharo means, micha means wrong, and acharo is conduct. So this is wrong conduct in regard to sensual pleasures. So that is unwholesome. And then it said, this is kaya kamang. So this is bodily action. Three types of unwholesome bodily action. Then we have musa vado akusalang. You could repeat.
Musa vado akusalang.
Pisuna vacha akusalang.
Pisuna vacha akusalang.
Parusa vacha akusalang.
Parusa vacha akusalang.
Sampa palapo akusalang.
Sampa palapo akusalang.
So here we have musa vado is false speech. Pisuna vacha, this is, do you have in Chinese, the yangshi, is that what it is?
Yeah,
two-tongued?
Yeah.
So this is, in English we call it divisive speech. So speaking, like, to some people to create divisions amongst friends. Parusa vacha, this is harsh or angry speech. And sampa palapo is idle speech, just gossip or chatter. Then this is called vachi kamang. So vachi is verbal, the speech. So this is karma created by speech.
Actually, I've heard you say this before, that profanity is not mentioned within
inside
of this precept.
It's so, not mentioned, but it can be understood as
wrong. It can be understood as wrong. But it depends on the context.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But not the word itself is a wrong, is breaking the precept to say the word itself. But, not that I'm defending it.
Can you give me an example? Now, I guess profanity would come under, when you get angry with somebody, then you would use profanities and, yeah, Sam, we couldn't get this thing to start again, you know. Yeah, so usually you would use profanity when speaking rudely to somebody, then it would come under harsh speech. Okay, anyway, continuing now. Abija akusalan.
Abija akusalan.
Byapado akusalan.
Byapado akusalan.
Micha ditti akusalan.
Micha ditti akusalan.
Okay, so these are three types of mano karma. That's karma that's created only by the state of mind. So abija means, usually we use the English word, I don't like it so much, covetousness. But we could say strong greed. So it's the greed that you want to get possessions, somebody else's possession. Nice iPad you have here. An iPhone, Sam.
You have the same one.
Yours looks a little nicer than mine.
So I use it.
Okay, byapado is, usually we use the English translation, ill will, or strong aversion towards others. And then micha ditti is wrong view. Okay, so then Sariputta sums up and says, idam vucha tavuso akusalan.
Idam vucha tavuso akusalan.
Yeah, so vucha tavuso is, you see, it's, it would actually be vuchati, plus avuso, but to make it smoother, the joined by sandhi, and then the I drops out, and it just becomes joined into vuchatavuso. But without the sandhi, we would say vuchati avuso. So idang is this, vuchati means is called, and avuso friends to his fellow monks, akusalang. So this friends is called the unwholesome. Okay, then the sentence after this, I think it's taken from the commentary, or maybe they made it up themselves. So it says, you don't have to repeat after me, I'll just read this. Ime dasa dhamma. So these 10 dharmas, these 10 qualities, akusala kama patati, the unwholesome paths of karma, namena pi nyataba. Nyataba means should be known or can be known. And namena means by the name, under the name. So these 10 qualities can also be known under the name, the unwholesome paths of karma. Okay, any questions on this so far? Okay, going on to the next. So now we have kataman chavuso akusala mulang. Then loba akusala mulang.
Loba akusala mulang.
Doso akusala mulang.
Doso akusala mulang.
Moho akusala mulang.
Moho akusala mulang.
Then idang vuchatavuso.
Idang vuchatavuso.
Akusala mulang.
Akusala mulang.
Okay, so now he asks first, he says, kataman chavuso akusala mulang. So, and what, friends, is an unwholesome root? And then he says, greed is an unwholesome root. Hatred is an unwholesome root. Delusion is an unwholesome root. This is called, O friends, the unwholesome root. Okay, then the next, actually you can go pretty quickly, is just the opposite. So, kataman chavuso kusalan.
Kataman chavuso kusalan.
Panati pata viramani.
Panati pata viramani.
Kusalan.
Kusalan.
Adina dana viramani.
Adina dana viramani.
Kusalan.
Kusalan.
Kamesu micha chara.
Kamesu micha chara.
Viramani kusalan.
Viramani kusalan.
Okay, so the word viramani means abstaining from. So here, and then panati pata here is what case? I heard it louder. Oh, very good. Oh, it wasn't from you.
I was just repeating. I was parroting.
Who came up with ablative first? Suki. Okay, it's the ablative. So it's from, in this case, from the destruction of life. Abstaining from the destruction of life is wholesome. Then abstaining from taking what is not given is wholesome. Abstaining from misconduct in regard to sensual pleasures is wholesome. Then the speech, musavat, I don't think we got to. Musavada viramani kusalang.
Musavada viramani kusalang. kusalam.
Pisuna vacha veramani kusalam.
Pisuna vacha veramani kusalam.
Parusa vacha veramani kusalam.
Parusa vacha veramani kusalam.
Sampa palapa veramani kusalam.
Sampa palapa veramani kusalam.
So abstaining from false speech is wholesome. Abstaining from divisive speech is wholesome. Abstaining from harsh speech is wholesome. Abstaining from gossip or idle chatter is wholesome. So those are four of speech. Then we have three of mind. Anabija kusalang.
Anabija kusalang.
Abhyapado kusalang.
Abhyapado kusalang.
Samaditti kusalang.
Samaditti kusalang.
So non-covetousness is wholesome. Non-ill will is wholesome. And right view is wholesome. And then we have idang vuchit avuso kusalang. Yeah, I think you repeat. Did I say this already? Mm-hmm. Okay. Idang vuchitavuso kusalan.
Idang vuda.
So this is the equivalent to idang vuchiti avuso kusalan. So this is called, O friends, the wholesome. Okay, then they have this other sentence. That these 10 qualities can also be known under the name the paths of wholesome karma. Okay, then we have the three mental roots. Oh, I'm sorry, then we have the roots of the wholesome. Kataman chavuso kusalamulang. So, and what, friends, is a wholesome root? Alobo kusala mulang. Let's take one by one. Alobo kusala mulang.
Alobo kusala mulang.
Adoso kusala mulang.
Adoso kusala mulang.
Amoho kusala mulang.
Amoho kusala mulang.
Idang vuchitavuso. Kusala mulang.
Kusala mulang.
So, non-greed is a wholesome root. Non-hatred is a wholesome root. Non-delusion is a wholesome root. So this is called, O friends, the wholesome root. Yeah.
For example, if someone was to commit a killing,
yeah,
they would have the negative karma associated with killing, right?
If they want to commit a killing.
Right. Okay.
But how about if, whether...
Intentionally killing.
Okay. Is it the case where they kill a person or they don't succeed?
They succeed.
They kill a person, yeah. Then they get the karma of killing.
Right. But if someone does not kill a person, yeah, does he get that good karma of not killing that person?
He wants to kill him, but he doesn't.
Because I think it's very, I don't know if these are wholesome, but I don't know if they create karma.
Okay, actually it's a good question.
Yeah, the definition of karma is action. This is non-action.
Yeah.
Not doing something.
I think if I remember, the commentary explains that there are three types of abstinence. Okay, one is called, you call it spontaneous or natural abstinence. So this is one is in a situation where one might be tempted to commit the bad deed, but then one decides, say, based on one's knowledge, sort of, or one's sense of conscience, this is a bad deed, and then one decides not to commit it. So that is, call it a spontaneous or a natural abstinence. So that is wholesome karma in itself when one decides not to commit the bad deed, when one is in a situation where one might commit it. Or just maybe even not in such a situation, but just through one's natural upbringing, one has been taught that it's bad to kill, to take life, and so one avoids taking life. One does it just sort of naturally. The second way is that one deliberately undertakes the training rule or precept not to take life. Maybe this is not necessarily in Buddhism, but in any religion, say if one is a Christian, though it's not as wide-ranging as in Buddhism, but if one thinks the Ten Commandments say not to kill, and so out of compliance with that religious edict, that commandment, one doesn't kill. And especially for a Buddhist, one takes the precept, panati pata veramani, not to take life. So that is the second type of abstinence, which is supposed to be like more powerful, wholesome karma, because one is taking a training rule. Then the third kind of abstinence is where one reaches that particular level of wisdom or realization where violation of the precept becomes impossible. One thing I was just going to say is that it seems a little bit peculiar to me, I don't know the explanation, but grammatically at the end he says, idang vuchitavuso kusala mulang. Using the singular, you know, I would expect imani vuchanti avuso kusala mulani. These are called, friends, the wholesome roots, using the plural. Now, I don't know, it's just, I don't know, just a stylistic feature. Yeah.
The vata is a feminine word.
Which?
Vata.
Vata, yeah.
Isuna vata, parusa.
Yeah, vata is a feminine.
And the ablative is vata, yeah, right?
Oh, actually, this is a good point. Pisana vata, everybody. I think this is what one would call a shortened ablative. Yeah, so strictly it would be, let me just check. It would seem the more correct form would be Pisunaya Vachaya. I'm wondering whether they made a mistake. This is interesting. It's a good thing you brought that up. This is, if you could see the actual text, if you look, if you can look on the board, it actually does. I think this is a printing editorial mistake in the book. Because here we have Pisunaya Vachaya Veramani, Parusaya Vachaya Veramani. Yeah. So this is actually the correct form. You see that?
In
the what?
In the one that I have.
This is correct.
He has it correct.
PDF file.
Yeah. Because the person who did that in Taiwan, he copied and pasted from this Burmese You see, it has Pisunaya Vachaya, Parusaya Vachaya. It's possible that the PTS edition, you know, some editions maybe they have it a kind of abridged, but this is the correct. Any other questions? Okay, so let's call it a day. So we'll continue next week and we'll be able to finish this chapter next week. Yeah, today's Monday, right? So next Monday. It looks like this is going backwards. I hope it's not erasing.